Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Helps me to sleep. I've been down so long, but I'm still above ground, telling jokes to the shadows when they come around. So I sing what I can and I take what I'm paid, and I manage this mess that I've made. I manage this mess that I've made.
Tremendous. I like it. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, really nice to meet you today.
Great to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Come back and see us again.
Will do.
And if people want to see you in person, they can check you out at English Prairie Distillery.
So, absolutely.
All right. And again, your socials, people can find you there.
Yeah, Facebook is the best way. Facebook.com/Michael Johnson Music.
Wonderful. Hopefully people will check that out. Great to have Michael in the studio here on the morning show today from WRCO.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscatine. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Get ready for sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing hosted by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join the fun Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course as part of their 60th anniversary celebration of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether swinging for birdies or just enjoying the day, this outing supports local seniors with every stroke. Prizes, refreshments, and good company await. Register now at development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. Let's swing into summer for a great cause with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, back at it.
Under the previous order, the Senate will resume consideration
of H.R. 1, which the clerk will report.
The Senate back in session and deliberating President Trump's budget bill, which includes roughly $4 trillion in tax cuts and makes substantial cuts to Medicaid to pay for it.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the Senate bill's reforms to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act could cost nearly 12 million people their health care, a significant increase from the House version of the bill. One expert calling it the biggest rollback in federal support for health in history. But supporters say the bill overall will spark economic growth and reduce fraud.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Two Idaho firefighters shot and killed by a gunman who police say set a brush fire and then waited for first responders to show up. The ambush happening on a mountain near Coeur d'Alene. Wimbledon has begun amid a major heat wave across Europe, one of the hottest opening days ever. This is ABC News. Deliberations expected to begin today in Sean Combs' racketeering and sex trafficking trial. 9 of the 10 inmates who got out of a New Orleans jail 6 weeks ago have now been caught. Among them, the man who made two appearances on social media while he was on the lam.
During his 6 weeks on the run, Antoine Massey posted twice to Instagram, a still photo and a video.
People that know me know that at the end of the day, I am a good person. So I'm asking for help from the world.
A magistrate has denied bond for Massey, one of 10 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail May 16th. Authorities are offering $50,000 for tips leading to the capture of the last one, Derek Groves. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Groves is wanted for shooting two people to death with an AR-style assault rifle at a Mardi Gras family gathering in 2018. Millions of travelers making their way to 4th of July destinations this week. The airlines say it could be the busiest 4th in the skies in 15 years, and the stormy weather in many parts of the country is not helping. This is ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high today of 84. Also a 30% chance of some spotty showers a little later on today. Isolated showers possible tonight, a low of 61, and Tuesday 83 with a good amount of sunshine. Wednesday partly cloudy, quite warm, and 86. Reading ahead in the paper to Thursday 88, and for the 4th of July, 90 degrees, hot and humid with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, especially late. So I might spend the 4th in the Willow Creek. You never know. Right now, winds around 6 at 76 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
WRCO 100.9.
Fire into the night. Good morning from WRCO Radio Country and Community. Brandy Carlisle, Elton John, Who Believes in Angels. Hello there on a Monday. Can you believe it's the final day of the month? I'm just trying to wrap my little brain around that. It's difficult to do. And the 4th of July coming up at the end of the week, so incredible. We've got some great tunes, some programming to go along with it today on a Monday. We'll talk about the all-new, brand-new Pizza Ranch, just freshly opened in Reedsburg. Jess will check in. And then some cars and conversation later this hour as well. A big weekend in Madison, hosting Morgan Wallen. First time since the Stones played in 1997 at Camp Randall. They've had a big live show like that with all kinds of fireworks. They even did the jump around, which is pretty incredible. So maybe you had a chance to go. If you went last night, maybe you're just waking up today. I don't know.
These days, yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Like they tend to be. Yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. I don't know why it feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station, Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
Had a wild hair on to living in your big glass house.
Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen on WRCO Radio. I had family members at the concert last night. My daughter tells me that Morgan comes out on stage with celebrities often. And last night, it was Brett Favre. That would have been cool to be there. Absolutely. As one young man, we were showing around the station one time, we were doing a tour, and I thought I was really getting through to this kid. You know, I'm like, oh, showing him all the transmitter stuff. And he raised his hand. I said, yes. And he said, you know, it'd be really cool if Brett Favre worked here. You know, got to give him that. It would be. Jess from the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg is our guest. Jess, are you settled in now at the new location? Does it feel like you're where you should be?
Yeah, my feet feel like they're on fire, Phil. That's what it feels like right now.
You've been doing a little running around, it sounds
like.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, we're settling in, you know. We're starting to get more acclimated to where everything is and getting used to our new home, you know, and the feedback from the guests, they really like it. They really like the layout and how the buffet is, and you know, if you haven't been to our new location, our layout is totally different from the old one. You know, we have separate buffets for the pizza, for chicken, for salad bar, and even for desserts. And there is no, like, waiting in line. You just step right up and you help yourself. So it's a little more user-friendly, I guess you could call it. But yeah, so far we've had some great reviews about it.
Do you still have a party room?
Yes, we do. You know, we have a party room that holds about 50 people comfortably. You can squeeze a few more in there if you need to, but the nice thing with our party room is that we can divide it into thirds. So if you got a smaller group and you need to have a meeting, we do have it where we can put like 15 people in one party room. You guys could have your own party room by itself. And we have TVs in there for if you're doing like a presentation or a slideshow that you like to present, we can definitely do that as well. Plus, if you're having a birthday party or something like that, we do birthday parties, and we have even TVs in there with the fun zone, cameras on the fun zone, so you don't even have to leave the room necessarily to watch your kids in the fun zone.
Oh, wow. That's convenient. That works out well. Are you anticipating having more community impact nights?
Yes, we are, you know, and if you're one of those groups that's looking to do a fundraiser, you know, whether you're nonprofit or you're doing something for a benefit, give us a call here at the Pizza Ranch, or you can inquire online at pizzaranch.com/community impact nights. You can inquire about that too. But yes, we definitely are really excited to get these going. You know, we've got more room, and we've got a better layout to do these nights where our fundraising groups can really maximize on their efforts. So yeah, just give us a call and we'd be happy to set that up for you.
We hope a lot of people will take a little summer drive and show up at the Pizza Ranch and check out the new digs. I think it's worth the visit, isn't it?
Most definitely, you know, and coming up here on the 4th of July, you know, weekend, you know, we are going to be open on the 4th, and we are expecting to be busy, I can tell you that, but yeah, definitely stop on through. And also, too, on our Kids' Day, which is Tuesdays, being this kind of a holiday week here, Kids' Day, we're encouraging kids to come in their red, white, and blue apparel. And if they come on in all dressed up patriotic, they get a special prize up at the counter. So we've been doing this kids' night, themed kids' nights now starting at the ranch. And we're excited to continue that and make it a little extra fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we appreciate the time. And again, happy 4th. You're going to be open. You're going to do a red, white, and blue pizza on Friday or anything like that, Jess?
Well, we could try. I mean, with a little blueberry and cherry, and then you put a little extra icing on it. Yeah, definitely.
I hadn't thought about fruit pizza. I was thinking about, you know, pepperoni and those kind of things. But yeah, fruit pizza. I think you could take care of that, couldn't you? All right. Maybe I've given you an idea there. I'll just take the commission from that. Yes, all right. Have a great day, Jess.
All right, we look forward to seeing y'all.
Jess from the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg. Check out their new digs when you get a chance. 90s country from Diamond Rio on WRCO, Country and Community. It's a beautiful 75 degrees. Today, the Daily Dose is next, followed by a country music minute. Bill Cody checks in with a flashback as well for us in a few minutes.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. In every field of human endeavor, they that are first must perpetually live in the white light of publicity. Whether the leadership be vested in a person or in a manufactured product, emulation and envy are ever at work. In art, in literature, in music, in industry, the reward and the punishment are always the same. The reward is widespread recognition. The punishment, fierce denial and detraction. When a person's work becomes a standard for the whole world, it also becomes a target for the shafts of the envious few. If their work be merely mediocre, they will be left severely alone. If they achieve a masterpiece, it will set a million tongues a-wagging. Jealousy does not protrude its forked tongue at the artist who produces a commonplace painting. Whatsoever you write or paint or play or sing or build, no one will strive to surpass or to slander you unless your work be stamped with the seal of genius. The leader is assailed because they are a leader. But that which is good or great makes itself known, no matter how loud the clamor of denial. That which deserves to live, lives. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it.
Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically, but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers like Tina here.
Yeah, they give us special rewards and exclusive deals and everything. It feels like they're putting on a fireworks display just for me.
Yeah, and the grand finale is giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Us Days just got bigger. All customers can get a free phone with no trade-in. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby is celebrating its 8th anniversary. Come in and shop the $8 home decor selection. Get a 5-piece dining room for $488 or a sofa chase for only $688. And all Flex Steel stationery sets are $800 off. Don't miss the anniversary sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Financing available.
Midwesterners believe in hard work, learning valuable skills, and making smart decisions. We have a right to the things we are willing to work for, but we know that sometimes we all need a little help when things get tough. We believe in helping those who've been knocked down or left behind, and we do that. And so should our government. The current budget bill going through Congress is supported by people who have forgotten that they are there to work for us. Instead of giving tax dollars back to us in times and in places where we need help, they want to give it away to those who don't need it. A lot of billionaires worked hard for their money, and good for them. But our government giving them tax breaks that simply increase their wealth is not a smart decision, and it's not what Midwesterners know is fair. We all deserve the opportunity to increase our standard of living. We don't want handouts. We just want a fair shake. And this budget bill does not do that. Call your representatives and tell them that the hardworking middle class needs a budget bill that works for us. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Coach Johnson here, and since June 21st was the official start of summer, I'm offering 21% off your first order or first time ordering over 6 months as part of my Summer Slim Down Challenge. This offer is good through the end of June. I'm putting my money where my mouth is because I believe in our program. The program works if you work the program. Reach out today on Facebook to Jamie Johnson or call me at 608-604-7751 and join me in my Summer Slim Down Challenge.
Hi, it's Bill Cody. Welcome in. It's Pure American Country, the Radio Minute. In celebration of Independence Day, we're spotlighting country songs all week that capture the spirit of America, and few are more iconic than, you know where this is going already, Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. He wrote it in 1984. He was on a USO tour, hoping to create a song that would bring people together, regardless of background or belief. It reached the top 10 on the country chart that year, but its legacy actually grew stronger over time. The song returned to the charts after the Gulf War, after September 11th, and again during national moments of unity and grief. Lee said, and I quote, "I wanted to write something that my children could live in, and 40 years later, we all still do." Thank you, Lee Greenwood. I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Man.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. We can all use help saving money. Let Pure American Insurance help shop all of your insurance needs, from auto, home, health, and life to motorcycles and boats. We find you the right coverage at the lowest rates. Pure American Insurance shops over 30 of the top insurance brands to get you the lowest rates. Visit pureamericaninsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. To be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S. Of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. I'm proud to be
today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Cars in Conversation on a Monday from WRCO. Doug Penfield is here from the Philbeck family of dealerships. Well, everybody has heard about Carfax. I kind of want to know a little bit more about that today, Doug.
Yeah, absolutely. Good time for the question, too, because we are now officially a Carfax dealer.
Good deal.
Yeah, because in the past, we've always had history reports. We used a company called AutoCheck. Less people have probably heard of them because they, you know, didn't spend a bunch of marketing dollars over the years on a talking fox for commercials. But it allowed us to get a history report, make sure there's no title brands. It would show accidents, things like that. But it was much less detailed than Carfax. So one of the reasons we're making a switch is, for one, it's a more nationally known thing. I mean, I don't know anybody who hasn't heard of Carfax and seen the commercial and say, ask for a Carfax, to which, you know, I've had a lot of customers do that. They're like, hey, can you show me the Carfax? And in the past, I had to be like, I can show you a history report. It's just not from Carfax. But they're more detailed. So, you know, when there's an accident on it, where the other report would just say, hey, there was an accident, Carfax will tell you that there was, have more details about it. The severity is going to be better, right? So you get a better picture of the history of the vehicle, along with things like maintenance records. A lot of dealerships and service stations will report maintenance records to Carfax. So you can see how it was maintained, what was done. You know, we're going to be able to have all that kind of information on the vehicles now.
A lot better for the car buying public, isn't it?
It is, and that's a big reason we're making the switch. I mean, for obvious reasons, it is to the dealers involved, right? It's a little more pricey of a service than the other ones because obviously it's a better service. It provides more. They spend more money on commercials, so they need to pay more for the product. But we kind of made the decision that it's worth it, right? It's going to be better for us and better for the consumers. On the side for us, it's going to give us a better peek into vehicles we are acquiring, right? Either be it trade-ins or auction purchases, right? We're going to get a more detailed history of that vehicle before we take it in, so we can be a little more, have a little more scrutiny, right, on the vehicles we're bringing in to make sure we're only bringing in high quality vehicles. We're not missing anything. And then obviously from the consumer side of it, right, we're going to be able to provide those for all the vehicles that we're selling, so a customer can have that good peace of mind looking at it and saying, hey, here's the history from when it's brand new to now. Here's regular oil changes. You can see those were done. Here's when recalls were performed, so you know those are taken care of. It's just really nice. I think it's going to be peace of mind for customers. And like I said, it's also peace of mind for us acquiring vehicles that we know we're getting good units to be able to provide our local customers.
So you can tell if it's been, you know, in a fender bender or maybe sideswiped a deer or maybe it was in a major accident too, right?
Yep, that's the beauty of the more detail. You know, it may say accident, minor, collision with curb. I've seen them be that detailed where it's like, okay, they bumped a curb and maybe bent their rim. So they needed to claim it through insurance and, you know, get a rim replaced. And I think that's how they get most of the reports, right? It's either through insurance claims or police reports. So I've seen them as small as that, or it'll say, you know, moderate damage, collision with an animal, front left side. So you even know what part of the vehicle had something. You're like, yep, probably was a deer, probably ran to the front fender. You know, and even if, because we'll carry vehicles and have them in that have those things in the past, but obviously it allows us to look it over more closely because we can see, okay, the vehicle was damaged here. Let's go inspect that area to make sure it was fixed properly, right? To make sure it wasn't done. Shortcuts weren't taken and, you know, it's actually up to snuff and it will be a good car for somebody. Same with the customers. We can show them, hey, this is the area it was in. You can look, it was fixed properly and, you know, give the customers peace of mind. Once again, like with us coming in, that extra detail, I think, is a huge deal.
A lot of people will be traveling this weekend and, you know, 4th of July, hard to believe that, but, you know, stop by Philbeck's this week and see what's going on. What's going on at the dealership this week?
You know, the big things, obviously we, you know, we're not running any big advertised sales, but, you know, just for the holiday weekend, knowing that there's going to be more people driving through, right? We're definitely taking a look at our inventory, making sure that we are, We have nice tools. I think I've talked about on a previous show that will show us how, you know, we're priced in the market, you know, within 150 miles to make sure we're competitive. So really going to be dialing in to make sure that everything's, you know, competitive out there for the holiday, you know, the holiday season. So all these people driving through know, you know, we're offering, you know, a fair deal up front, because that's a big thing, right? No one wants to haggle, do all the back and forth. So if I can go on, use these tools we pay for to make sure that I just put everything as a fair deal, makes life a lot easier, right? And we can show that. So like I said, no big advertised sales, but I'm just trying to really make sure we're dialed in because of the extra traffic that's going to be coming through and make it easy for people.
Next week, I think on Cars in Conversation, you're going to have a big announcement, aren't you?
Yes. Got to keep people hanging a little bit. Don't want to give out too many details, but there are some changes coming I'll give a little teaser here. Some changes adding value to our used vehicles that I think we're very excited about at the store that we can do. And I think that our customers are going to be very excited as well. So, yeah, look forward to next week when I'm going to give more details on that. It's going to be a good one.
This is a cliffhanger then until next week.
Yep, absolutely.
All right.
Gotta love works for movies. Why not this?
Absolutely. Yeah, part two is coming up. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Phil.
You bet. Doug Penfield joining us from Philbeck Family of Dealerships for Cars and Conversation today.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. @MWT.net.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesse Tank Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesse Tank Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesse Tank Power Sports.
9 minutes before 11:78 at WRCO Studios on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Here is Kip Moore.
Hey, it's me again. I'm just hollering back. I didn't want you to think I'd just let you go like that. I think I'm out of the woods now. If you wanna talk, yeah, I lost you in a bad spot. Baby, I was in a bad spot. I hit a little rough patch, some rocky roads, stretch of life that took its toll. Next thing I know, you're breaking up on me. But I guess it took some going there to get me here, some growing up to make it clear that on me in my mirror, he ain't the guy you need. I know I don't deserve another shot, but I'm in a better place, kinda like a cold drop. Yeah, I lost you in a bad spot. Yeah. I ain't been making that boy's noise, ain't been running wild. No more leaving you hanging on, waiting on a drunk dial. I know it sounds like a lame excuse, but it's all I got. Yeah, I lost you in a bad spot. Baby, I was in a bad spot. I hit a little rough patch, some rocky roads, a stretch of life took its toll. Next thing I know, you're breaking up on me. But I guess it's just some going there to get me here, some growing up to make it clear that on me in my mirror, he ain't the guy you need. And I know I don't deserve another shot, but I'm in a better place, kinda like a car drop. I lost you in a bad spot. Was in a bad. Lost you in a bad spot. Well, hey, it's me again. I'm just hollering back. Down digging some roots.
From our kitchen to your ears, Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Concluding that Harvard University failed to protect Jewish students from harassment and is now threatening to cut all federal funding from the school if it fails to take action. It's the latest intensification in the White House's battle with the Ivy League school, which has lost more than $2.5 billion in federal funding after rejecting a list of federal demands calling for changes. The Senate is back in session debating the president's budget bill.
Talk about the political reality here, which is John Thune, the top Republican in the Senate, already lost two Republicans on that key procedural vote over the weekend. They are not expected to flip from no to